Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here this morning. So, looking at coconut oil and this these terrific things that have been said about coconut oil, what are some of the misconceptions that's led to it being labelled as a kind of superfood?
Well, I think there's some suggestions in research that it's got health benefits. They're quite varied. But I guess I've always taken the stance that there's just so much evidence about the effects of saturated fat and cardiovascular disease. So I suppose I've tended to focus on that a little bit more than the supposed health benefits of coconut.
What's the actual distinction between unsaturated fats and saturated fats? What are the health risks that that are actually differentiated there?
Well, we know that, you've mentioned the saturated, unsaturated, so there's polyunsaturated, monounsaturated. So we know that those unsaturated types of fats have beneficial effects on cholesterol. So they raise the good type of cholesterol, whereas it's very well established that the saturated fats actually raise the bad type of cholesterol, which is linked with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. And coconut oil is quite high in saturated fats, as much as 92%. Is it any better than any other oils? Is it about the same, or is there some sort of, some sort of distinction really between coconut oil and the other oils that we would see on supermarket shelves?
Well, there's so much variety on supermarket shelves now. So coconut oil, like you mentioned, it is very high in saturated fat. So it's almost completely saturated fat. So that's up there with butter and palm kernel, kernel oil and beef tallow, those sorts of fats. But there's also a range of polyunsaturated fats such as canola or olive oil. So any sort of vegetable oils are going to be higher in the polyunsaturated fats. So they're the types of oils that we'd prefer people use in place of the oils such as coconut.
Now, the health advisory that we mentioned there from the American Heart Association, it was just reviewing existing data concerning coconut oil. So it seems to be reconfirming information, and you seem to have indicated to me, reconfirming information that you and other dietitians were largely already aware of. So what kind of response was this report intended as? What kind of thing was it actually responding to in creating this report?
Well, I think it's really responding to the fact that cardiovascular disease is such a leading cause of death. So it's more just reinforcing the current evidence. And I suppose with scientific evidence, we think of studies, if they're very well designed studies, they show causation. So, it's a summary of all the research that's been done that are very well designed studies. Really summing that there's enough evidence there to say that saturated fat actually causes cardiovascular disease.
Any sort of time I do hear a claim about this thing or another being a superfood, or this being this new fantastic food that's going to sort of meet all your dietary needs and make the pounds just shed off you, I always take that perhaps with a fairly large grain of salt. What do you make, as a dietitian, when you hear sort of these reports of, oh, this is a superfood, this one food is just absolutely terrific for you, what do you actually make of those kind of reports and those kind of fads?
Yeah, usually it's either someone out there selling a product, perhaps there's been a study released that showed that, there might be suggestions of a health benefit, so say, like autism or something like that, as in coconut oil helping. But I suppose we can't just make a conclusion from one small study. It might well be picked up by the media, and obviously with health people are, searching for answers. But, I do tend to take it with a grain of salt, like you've mentioned. We really need to have good quality research and a lot of research to be done before we can have any sort of evidence of causation. So particularly with all those foods out there that have supposed health benefits. I guess it just varies. Quite often it's also just the fact that, it's the one little study, might only be in a small group of people. It might be, the manufacturer or whoever's making that product trying to sell the product, I suppose.
Mm.
So, varied reasons.
And of course, we mentioned a couple of times the need for consuming at least sort of some fats, healthy fats that that do serve a purpose within our diet. With your sort of a role as a dietitian, how do you best see people fulfilling that need for fats and oils? What are the best kinds that we should be actually looking at?
Yeah, that's right. That is essential in our diet. So we need a small amount in, you know, which we can normally get just from in naturally in food. So like I've mentioned, the monounsaturated, polyunsaturated. So you can eating things like avocado and nuts are good sources of fat naturally found in food. But then, you know, people are cooking using like either olive or canola oil or other sorts of vegetable oils. I suppose I do always point out that oil is a very energy dense food. So for anyone watching their weight, we wouldn't be recommending they have over and above what's required, because it does make losing weight that little bit harder.
Well, Kelly, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us. Obviously, appreciate your expertise on this particular one this morning.
A pleasure.